Hello and welcome to episode 8, season 1 of the Purple Pouch, a Fremantle Dockers podcast brought to you by Freo fans, for Freo fans. You're joined by Duck and Oz, and it's a special country round this round, Oz.
Yeehaw!
Yeah, mate. You're looking across from you, mate, you look as soft as a city slicker as I've ever seen.
Yeah, mate.
Being a country boy myself, mate.
You got the flanny on in celebration of the round.
I've got the flannelette on, mate. I've got the thongs on. I've still got soft city hands, as my old man would always say. Yeah, old man's just been down the farm marking lambs, so we're going all right. Happy days.
Sensational.
We got a special country 5. Mate, we could just about have a country 22.
Oh, yeah.
The way the Dockers go. Boy. They recruit a lot of country people, which is humble, you know, salt of the earth.
They don't tend to get homesick, Duck.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, look at me, mate. I left the farm when I was like 12 years old, mate. I was just like, what? I don't know.
Oh, God.
Yeah, classic. All right. Well, the Dockers, the 8-10 Fremantle Dockers playing the 4-14 Geelong Cats, mate, at 2:35 p.m. on a Saturday afternoon. A little bit of a new Dockery time. Mate, I was glad to see that the fixtures got announced and the Dockers got settled in at 4:40 on a Sunday afternoon. Classic. If that ain't the Dockers time, I don't know what
it
is.
Can we make it 9:30 at night?
Yeah, well. Hey, mate, just a quick little one that's got me licking my lips and a little bit of hope.
Yeah.
And it's because we need the hope. Geelong in the last 5 games has gone win, loss, win, loss, win.
Oh, boy.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Bit yo-yo, Ma.
You know what that means.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mate, do you want to go through the teams?
Yeah, I do. Okay, let's start it off. All right, so the Fremantle Dockers, the mighty Fremantle Dockers. And let's put last week's win behind us because by this stage, as we talked about, the Purple Rain Duck, 7 stages of grief. We are now back in the positive.
Yeah.
Here we go, baby. So the ins, quite exciting. Bailey Banfield, Mitchell Croden, Ethan Hughes, Sam Switkowski, and congratulations to Jason Carter, who will make his debut for the Fremantle Dockers. He is the first next-gen player to actually get a Guernsey, and so this is very exciting for the football club. So if anything, come down and watch this guy play because, you know, from the Peel highlights and the footage that I've seen, he is an X-factor player, Duck. He's going to be one of those guys that will put bums on seats.
Yeah.
He's got electric pace and certainly going to put a smile on the dial for those people who come down and give it a crack and support the Dockers. Anyway, the outs, therefore, we have Hayden Ballantyne, who has been omitted. Brett Bewley has been omitted. Always get that one wrong. Rory Lobb's injured. Luke Ryan injured. Nathan Wilson also injured.
Pretty big injuries there, mate. And obviously the big lobster and Ryan and Wilson, 2 guys who are key off our half back and probably our number one forward at the moment with every single forward going down with. I just hope Lob hasn't got a foot. Otherwise, it's a bad case of foot rot going through the Fremantle Dockers, mate, in their big forwards. But, it's going to be an interesting lineup.
You know what they say, every moment of adversity, I guess, is an opportunity for someone to step up in that place.
Ooh,
I like the idea of your demands and your logs stepping up to the plate.
Oh, very nice. Mate, just for Geelong, their ins Gary Rowan and Zach Tui. Their outs Parson, who's been omitted, and Harry Taylor's been managed. So Harry Taylor couldn't play in the home deck, mate. You know Harry Taylor played against my mate in a game of physio versus med.
Oh, here we go.
And apparently, like, physio, because he's a physio, they were down by, like, 5 goals in the last quarter, and Harry Taylor just put himself in the guts. Like, this is the year before he got drafted. Just put himself in the guts and just kicked a lazy 6 or something. Just kicked 6 goals from the midfield in the last quarter. And everyone was like, what is this guy doing? Unbelievable. Mate. Hey, mate, let's go to some matchups, eh? Because we need a little bit of extra time to talk country.
Yes.
I've got a little country quiz for you,
Here
mate.
We go.
Look, in the back line, mate, we could obviously look at Hawkins versus Hamling, but look on AFL.com. They put that matchup on there. So let's have a look at a young guy by the name of Jason Carter playing his first game. Big debut, first NGA player. Run and carry off the halfback flank. Pretty explosive for the Dockers. And with Ryan and Wilson going out of the team, and Wilson in particular, I can see Carter sneaking in and getting that spot and really using his run and dash off the halfback flank. Now, mate, he may be matched up on this guy, and I hope he does get a little bit of time to run with him. Gary Ablett, a.k.a. TLM, a.k.a. the Little Master.
Oh, boy.
Mate, Gary Ablett, obviously pretty handy inclusion for Geelong to get back. What was it, 2 years ago or whatever it was? Now, he's kicked 29 goals this season. He's had 121 score involvements and 17 goal assists. His skills across the half forward flank are pretty awesome, mate. Yeah. So look, pretty epic matchup there. And if we can, and I doubt that these guys are going to be on each other, but if we can get someone to negate Gary Ablett, we're going a long way, mate. Midfield, who you got?
Yeah, just before we get to the midfield, Duck, the Little Master's hard to contain. Mm. I don't think anyone's managed to contain him yet.
Since Creepy Crowley in the double sweatbands.
Bring him back for this game.
Mate, Creepy Crowley may be registered to play for University Football Club. I believe he got clearance. He was only, the rumour is that he was only going to play in the lower grades, but I'm yet to see him named in a team yet.
Oh, boy.
So,
okay.
Very interesting.
Well, I've got two matchups to go through, Duck. And the first I'd like to call the Stone Cold Stunner, which is Connor Blackley versus Mitch Duncan. Now, Mitch Duncan is fresh off 26 disposals and 2 goals versus Sydney, and he's been in exceptional form. He's currently ranked 2nd in total marks. He's 10th in uncontested possessions, but it's actually his involvement in scoring chains which Freo need to keep an eye on, in my opinion. So Duncan ranks 13th in total score involvements, which is pretty solid. So on the other side of this potential matchup, Duck, we got Connor, and we know he's got plenty of defensive nous, and hopefully uses that to curtail the classy Mitch Duncan.
Just re-signed, new contract, mate, 2022.
Yeah, which is, again, another reason, sneaky reason to put him into the matchups.
Mate, can we just say as well, I put it up on our social media at the Purple Rain, re-signed and resign. Very similar words.
One has a dash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yep.
So Stone Cold Blakely's racked up the numbers. Now, just to give us some figures here, Duck, 31 disposals versus Carlton, 25 versus the Hawks, 22 versus the Dogs. And he's ranked above average in disposals at 20.8, marks at 5.2 per game, and tackles at 2.3 per game. And he's ranked elite in handballs at 9.7. And obviously, his beard growing as a lead as well. Now, it's time to
It's gone, but, mate, it's the moustache
well,
now.
Well, he can get it back. He can get it back. I'm going to have a talk
He looks very young.
He does. We need it. Because I grew my beard out. I thought we could be beard buddies.
You can be beard buddies.
That's true.
We both have beards.
Yeah, you need to grow it out a little
bit. Maybe we should shave the beards and keep the moustache for in honour of the great man.
That would be pretty nasty. Mm. But in my opinion, Duck, it's time to let Stone Cold loose in the mids. We need to do it. Let's just start him there.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. The next one I call the Master and the Apprentice, Duck, Joel Selwood versus Brayshaw. So Selwood just played a casual 288 games, but the tack law, 35. You know what? Across the physical landscape, they actually match up nicely. Both are at 84 kegs. There's only 1 centimetre difference, and both are fearless and attack the ball with no regard for both human life and their own. And I'd like to see the tack law really establish himself physically on Selwood. I'd love to see that. Selwood has the advantage over tackler and disposals, 22 versus 17 per game. But it's Andy's recent move into the middle that I think will negate Selwood's
And he was clearly the best player for the Dockers on the weekend. 3 goals, 25 disposals, I think. 2 coaches association votes. Mate, big match up there. Into the forward line, bud. Look, Tom Stewart, rebounding halfback flanker from Geelong, best young player in the AFL Coaches Association last year, all Australian, averages 23 disposals at 79% with 8 marks. We'll eat up our bomb in the tactics. However, I feel like we brought in a guy to negate him.
Here we go.
Young Banners.
Yep.
Mate, killing it at AFL level, obviously, waffle level, sorry, not AFL level, killing it at waffle level, but when he comes up to the AFL, he's asked to do a different role, and hopefully his role as the defensive half forward, he'll be able to really take that in his stride. He's got a big motor on him. If he can lock down on Stewart and negate his impact, mate, it's going to go a long way for us winning, especially if we can lock it in our forward line, get those repeat entries, mate. Oz.
I love it.
It's country time, mate, because it is country round.
Yeehaw.
I'm going to go through the top five country players in Freo history, mate. Now, shout out to J-Lo and Hazelby. Just missed out on it. Two great country players, but I think there's a couple of better country players. Ooh. And number five, the Wizard, mate.
Yep.
131 games for the Freo Dockers.
Only at five, wow.
Mate, the number plates, I'm going to ask you if you know what the number plate is, what town they're from. Brian, the number plate. So, Wiz, obviously, T.A. Dot, mate. You should know
Tambler.
That's
yeah.
Tambler. Yep. Fantastic. So, his old man. And I did some deep diving, mate. I found out what everyone's parents did for a job in the town. Obviously, Jeff Farmer Sr. worked with my uncle and my dad on the farm. So, population of 375 people in Tambler in the 2016 census. Number four is Peter Bell, and his the number plate's at KO Dot.
Coaching up
is correct, mate. Just our neighbours. Friendly neighbours to the east of Tambler. Look, 163 games for Freo Dockers. Obviously, an inaugural Docker, then over to Kangaroos and back.
Yes.
Just signed a new contract as well for the Dockers till 2022.
Two very important contracts.
Mate, he's, I think the folks were vets. That's quite interesting.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Korean background too, from memory.
Yes, so he was adopted. After the Korean conflict, I believe. Right. Not 100% sure on that, but that's, I believe, by his parents were Christian missionaries.
Right,
as well. His,
okay.
His parents from Kojunup. 1,298 population in Koji. So I thought it was a little bit bigger than that, Koji, but it's obviously not. Now, Sandy, PL Dot.
PL Dot?
Yeah. It's a shire, not a town.
Oh,
mate.
Right.
So you're getting a bit stitched here.
Oh, gee whiz. A shire.
Mm.
PL Dot. Mate.
The Shire of Plantagenet.
Would not have got
so,
that.
So, Sandy's from...
is that a foot issue?
From Candonup. Yeah. He obviously played footy in Mount Barker.
Right.
So, we've got Mount Barker, we've got Tambler, we got Kojunup at the moment. That's
gonna
three.
Come up later no, on
that's
today,
that's
mate.
A lot of great southern there. He's old man abattoir admin, apparently.
Oh.
And Candonup. Now, Candonup's population, I did not believe, was 989. And shout out to my mate Grovesy. He lives down in Candonup now. Just moved down there.
Huh.
The Candonup cricket team won the Great Southern Cricket Competition. Beat Tambler up in the final.
Oh.
Yep. Number two, David Mundy. Now, I don't know what the number plates are for Seymour, but that's where he's from. 312 games for the Freo Dockers. Now, the town he grew up in, of Seymour, has got 6,000 people. So I don't know if that's that country.
Is that a town?
That's pretty big.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like maybe I should have chucked in
probably for Victoria.
Move everyone down and put Hazelby at number five. And Hayes, you know, he's
still
from
a country
Northampton.
Boy, though. Still a country
Hayes.
Boy.
Yeah. Number one, Fifey.
Oh.
LG Dot, you should
Lake
know
Grace,
what that is.
Yeah,
Lake Grace. Old man drives trucks. Population of 548. So all these people, all country, all have something to do with the agriculture industry, their parents, mate. You know, pretty exciting stuff there. I don't know what Mundy's folks did. I couldn't deep dive deep enough in that. I actually just messaged my old man. I said, what did Sandy's old man do? What did the Bells do over in Koji? That's it. Ask my old man something. Anyway, we'll go to break. When we come back, predictions, dual citizens, and the first time they met. Welcome back to episode 8, season 1 of The Purple Patch with Duck and Oz.
Almost did it.
Almost sung. Oz, let's get into dual citizens.
Oh.
Now, mate, there's obviously many a dual citizen you could talk about. People in the news like Shane Kirsten.
Boy, oh boy.
Stephen O'Reilly, who played in the 94 grand final along with this guy. You know, Adrian Fletcher, I believe, had a couple of games for Geelong. Yeah, a few Geelong dual citizens. But the guy we're going to focus on today is one of, and I would say he's the original cult hero. One Andrew Wills.
Oh, yeah. Do you want me to put it?
Yeah, sorry. Mate, so Andrew Wills, obviously known for the soccer goal at the Wacker. We're going to go into that game a little bit later, mate. But how about this one? 59 games for the Geelong Cats, 79 for the Freo Dockers, played in the 92 and the 94 grand final. In the 92 grand final, mate, he was lined up on the bench, had 3 touches. So a bit of a grim day. In the 94 grand final, however, 1 goal, 2, 10 disposals. In 95, he moved to Dockers as an on-contracted player. The concession pick that the Geelong got was Adam Houlihan, who played 61 games for Geelong and 33 for Richmond. Mate, but let me take you back to that game where he got that famous soccer. Now, people think, and I thought as well, I was like, oh, Willsy, bit of a flashy forward pocket winger. You know, probably didn't do much in that game, mate. He had the game of his life in that game. So, round 5, 1998, against a red-hot North Melbourne side. Remember North Melbourne, probably the best team during that time. Mate, in front of 26,000 people at the Wacker, which is unbelievable as well. Like, was this before they redeveloped the Wacker into being smaller? The Dockers 16-8 defeated North Melbourne at 12-15. Andrew Wills, mate, obviously the freak goal off the ground, but ended up with 27 disposals, 2 goals won, 5 rebounds 50s and 4 inside 50s, mate. Now, my question to you, Oz, is 2 questions. One, question number one is, was he the first cult hero Docker, do you think? Or was it more John Hartnett, I suppose, had the helmet and Shawnee McManus had the long hair. Spider Burton was a big ganglion.
Well, but I don't think they were as culty, if that's a word, as Andrew Wills.
Second question.
Go.
And I racked through my brain and I went through it. And listeners, you can hit us up on, I don't know, on the Purple Rain social media or just hit up the Dockers Twitter. Is he the one and only bald-headed Docker? I cannot think of another bald Docker. And now, obviously going up against Geelong...
Shaved or just legitimately bald?
Like, obviously the Geelong Cats have a lot of bald-headed players and have traditionally had a lot of bald-headed players. But the Dockers, mate, has there ever been another bald Docker?
Bald Docker.
I can't think of one.
There was balding Dockers, but not bald.
Not bald.
I think he could be the only bald Docker.
The one and only bald Docker.
Yeah.
I can't. If you can think of one, guys, I don't know, hit us up on Twitter at PurpleRain95 or hit the Dockers up at Freo Dockers. Actually, hit the Dockers up so they're like, what are all these like random things?
Why are they asking us if there's.
Yeah, I remember a bald Docker. Oz, first time they met, mate?
Now, this was a special occasion, Duck. And again, the number one song at the time happened to be Here's Johnny, but we're not going to play that again because it caused some grief for those of you who used to love nightclubbing at the time, just some flashback memories, if you will. So if we could just go back to this date, Friday, the 21st of April, 1995, on a Friday night. Did I say Friday night? I'll say it again. We played a Friday night game, Duck.
What?
We played a Friday night game.
No, we didn't.
We did. We played a Friday night game at the Wacker.
Get out
And get this, Fremantle, 12-22-92 defeated Geelong 10-15-75. Now, your usual suspects, Scotty Waters, 33 disposals, Dale Kickett, 26 disposals, Scotty Chisholm, 23 disposals. And I'll quickly run through the Geelong statistics before I get on to today's deep dive. Remember a guy by the name of Paul Couch?
Oh, yeah.
Ken Hinckley. Liam Pickering.
Oh, Pickering.
Billy Brownless. John Barnes. Oh, Riccardi.
Hey, Riccardi was a good player.
Gary Ablett.
Whoa. What?
How many goals do you reckon he kicked on the day?
Ablett?
Yeah.
How many? They kicked.
10.
I reckon he kicked 7.
Close. 5.
Oh, kicked half the goals.
Gary Hocking. Brenton Sanderson. Mate, team was stacked.
Yeah.
And we just. Mate, pull down the pants and give him a good old-fashioned spanking.
Now, 95.
Yep.
Did they lose to Carlton in the grand final in 95? Geelong? Was it Geelong-Carlton?
Yes. Yes, because Carlton were the premiers of that year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was Geelong-Carlton. Yeah, I think
now,
I'm right.
Now, you're probably asking yourself, Oz, can you talk about Phil Gilbert? I'm glad you asked that question, Duck, because today's deep dive is on Phil Gilbert. Now, it's country round, peeps, as you know.
Mm.
Born in Mount Barker.
Oh.
Phil played 102 league games for Claremont, winning 4 premierships, Duck. He was
another
drafted.
Claremont guy?
Yeah, another yep. true. Well, they're all. Claremont basically, guy. We all know 95, pretty much all the Freo guys were Claremont players.
Yep.
Anyway,
yep.
Drafted from Claremont and the Waffle by Melbourne with the 19th selection in the 91 draft, played mainly as a defender. But Fabulous Phil would go on to play 14 games for Freo before being delisted at the end of the 96 season. Now, there are 2 key events in the life of the original PG that makes Phil a special piece of the Fremantle puzzle.
Okay.
Would you care to guess one of them?
2 of the pieces. Now, I reckon that Phil Gilbert came to the Dockers and the Dockers gave up the Jeff Farmer rights.
That is correct!
Yep. Yeah, because I know my old man would have been very vocal in his disapproval of Phil Gilbert.
As soon as I said the name, I saw you laughing, so I knew you would know that. Well, what about the second one?
I don't know, maybe kick like the first goal ever? I don't know.
No, but you're right with the first one. So he was traded by Melbourne to Fremantle in the 94 draft in return for a young 17-year-old by the name of Jeff Farmer, who did go on to play All-Australian, kick 400 goals in the AFL, but that's neither here nor there. Now, the reason why Phil is synonymous with Docker legendary status is that he actually moved to Mandurah and became the inaugural captain of the Peel Thunder Football Club.
Oh, man!
Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Neither
did
I until I did this deep fact. He later became coach of the Pinjarra Tigers in the Peel Football League, and in 2004 returned to Peel Thunder to be an assistant coach with the then coach Gary Hocking. Now, what is he doing now? Good question. Phil was the director for Clontarf Great Southern Football Academy at North
down
Albany
in,
Senior High.
Yeah, Nashes,
and
mate,
he was there for about 10 years, but recently joined the Clontarf Football Fremantle Academy in 2018.
Oh, nice.
And guess who he currently is working with?
Oof, not Jeff Farmer.
One of Oz's favourites.
Scott Chisholm.
Clem Michael.
Clem Michael! Great stuff.
Working with Clem Michael at the Fremantle Academy. That is the deep dive, baby.
Oh, nice stuff, mate. All right, listeners. Look, Fremantle Dockers, surprisingly, in terms of the predictions, surprisingly, only giving up 18 or getting an 18.5 point head start. So the bookies have them at a three goal underdog, essentially. Which, with the guys out, I would have thought, if we get within 3 goals, I'll be pretty happy.
Yep.
So I'm going to say, Oz, I'm going with the bookies. I reckon we lose, and they're the top of the table. We're in a bit of a form slump. We've got all these injuries. I don't expect us to win, but I think if we get within 3 goals, mate, I will be a very happy customer.
You know, there's a song that starts, I believe, with "Some Say I'm a Dreamer."
Yeah.
I don't even know if that's the start or if it's the middle, but I'm going to go with it. I reckon the Cats are going to be complacent. They've been here a week. They've been
Jim
lapping
Kelly's
it up.
Been chopping up. Oh, I'm staying at Geelong.
Yeah, staying at Geelong. Wink, wink. Love all of the cappuccinos down at Frio. And I think the Fremantle people down there have been looking after us while they've been training down at South Frio Oval. I think the Frio Dockers sneak up on the Cats and steal one late. Geelong will lead all game and Fremantle are going to steal it at the death.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I like that, mate. If that happens, mate, could be pandemonium.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, guys, thanks for listening to the Purple Patch. Remember, we have a show called The Purple Rain that we do every Monday night. Remember, subscribe, rate, and review wherever you listen to podcasts, but most particularly on iTunes if you can. And get around the Dockers this weekend. Country round, guys.
Let's
should be
go
good fun.
Frio.